Today on Real Radio.
That's why Christians fight for the sanctity of life, because it's God's laboratory. It's His room. Your womb, but His room.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're in a mini-series taken from what Scripture says about Samson. The name of the series is Staying Fit for the Master's Use. Samson struggled with the same issues you and I do. That's why this series is so valuable to us today. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Watch this. See that little word, so? Circle that. So, Delilah said. It's almost like this. Hey, yeah, what's up, you guys? Hey, we want you to entice him. Uh-huh, and what? It's like she's looking over to the pitching coach. She gets the call sign, turns right around, no delay. Hey, Sam. Hey, come over here. She doesn't pause a minute. She's going to be getting a bunch of bucks. She completely turns coat on him, and she says to him, Delilah does, okay, here, I don't know, this seems like another big warning to me. Please tell me where your great strength lies and with what you may be bound and to be afflicted. Huh? Come on, tell me. How can I bind you up and afflict you? I mean, that's a very, what's the deal? He should have said, look, I'm not that kind of guy. What are you doing? She's, can you believe this? Hey, Sam. How can I bind you up and afflict you? Tell me. This is unbelievable. But you know what? Sin sends messages like that sometimes. It just, what? Huh? Sin will entice that way, sometimes just absolutely in your face. What? So yeah, I was just thinking, how can I bind you up and totally afflict you? That's a major hint, I tell you that. Something doesn't sound good. Look at verse 7. And Samson said to her, if they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, and this is some of the saddest words in the Bible, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. That's why we're going to stop at this portion of our going through this chapter tonight and kind of glean off of this. Then I'll become as weak as any other man. Think about that spiritually. Listen, I got news for you. Men, girls, tune out. You're not here right now. Go away. Guys, if you follow the Lord, if you determine, I'm going to follow God, I'm going to be a godly man, that's it. I'm going to live for God all the way through to the end. I'm going for it. That's it. Nothing's going to pull me off. I'm going to go for God. Let me tell you something. And I'm just talking to the guys here. You can be as ugly as sin, mister. But if you take a stand like that, Satan's going to send a Delilah your way. Oh, I promise you that. You going to take a stand for God? He'll send a Delilah into your life. Why? Because everything that you and I eat, sleep, and do, and breathe, and all that is a spiritual issue. You and I are spiritual creatures made by God. Right now, everything you and I are living through in this life, it's all preparatory to eternity. It's all getting us ready for forever. God has given us a task. He's given us a calling. We are sinners, living among sinners, but those of us who believe in Christ, we've been redeemed, and we are to go about and bring with us as many men and women and boys and girls with us to the kingdom of heaven, and that's what He's called us to do. And when you live for God, the world's going to hate it. Satan's going to absolutely come against you. And let me say this, it's worth every second. Why? Not only because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, but when you read the Bible, you see what happens in the end, and it will be more than well worth it to stick with Christ all the way through. Don't fall. Don't give in. Don't quit, and watch out for what's out there. Or else we'll become like any other man. Our strength is miraculous from the Lord. Guys, those of you who feel so weak, but you're crying out to God, you're the strongest in the room tonight. Those of you who are saying, well, Pastor Jack, just keep moving on because none of this is my problem. Pride comes before a fall. You're right on the edge of tripping up. Very dangerous. Be very, very careful. And look, ladies, for you, you're going to follow Jesus. If you're going to follow the Lord, there's this very evil thing within a man's unredeemed heart. In fact, it's even accounted in the Bible in places. There's an evil thing in a man's heart that if he sees a woman who is, I don't know what word to, she glows, she's glowing, she's clean. What is the word? She's in love with Jesus. You also have a great target on your back because there's a sickness in the mind of men to conquer that and destroy that and then move on. It's wicked. And you need to be careful how and what people say to you. Now, very quickly now, let's go from this. I'll become weak like any other man. Jot this down if you would. In this closing moments, we're going to be looking now at lesson 9 regarding giving yourself to God. Samson stumbles from one fumble to one victory because he's a man torn to pieces, torn by his emotions. His name's mentioned 36 times in the Bible, but listen to this. The last time his name is mentioned in the Bible is in Hebrews 11:32. And there in the great chapter of Hebrews 11, it's the lifestyle of the righteous and faithful, chapter 11, it's awesome. It says right there, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. What? The guy is a nut. Oh, yes, but listen. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 32, the scriptures teach us that he's commended as a man of faith. So then what is God teaching us in this book of Judges? If Hebrews declares him as a man of faith, he's a man in heaven. You'll see him someday. What's amazing to me about this is, then the book of Judges must be telling us that you and I, like him, must be very prone to this struggle between good and evil, between light and darkness, between obeying ourselves or obeying God. But because it's there, it doesn't mean we have to go the way of Samson. He wants us, God wants us to be consecrated to God by giving ourselves to him. And when do we do it? How often do we do it? How do we do that? 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you were bought at a price, says the Bible. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. You belong to the Lord now. Think of that. You belong to the Lord. So, if I'm going to be giving myself to God, what does that look like? Number one, know the value of who you really are in Christ. Know the value of who you really are. This is important. I have other points tonight. We got to cover them. But this one is powerful enough in my opinion. If you have a low value of yourself, I'm not talking about self-esteem. That is a weird, trippy thing. I'm talking about seeing something that's greater than self-esteem. Seeing yourself valuable to God. And here is our problem in humanity. Because we don't often think thoughts of God, or if we don't understand his character and his nature, remember the introduction of this? If we lose his character and nature and don't grasp it in knowing him, then we are not going to see ourselves valuable. and we'll have a low regard for ourselves. Why would Delilah give herself up as she does? And obviously not loving him. Why would this other girl in the story, in another pagan area, why would she give herself up as a harlot in the opening verses of chapter 16? Who are these girls? Where did they get that from? Women are made by God to have value. It's life that robs it from them. Men are to have, men love respect. Isn't the Bible awesome? The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. Why? Wives want love. What does the Bible say? Wives, respect your husbands. Men want respect. That's why men do better at the office than they do at home. Because people at the office don't know him. It's true. I mean, it's just flat out true. They don't see him grumpy. They don't see him, you know, with his belly hanging out or his favorite stinky T-shirt. When he goes to the office, he smells his best. He looks his best. It's a false world. Come on. It's false. It's a dangerous thing. And when you begin to realize that a man wants respect, and he often gets it at work more than he gets it at home, or he maybe gets it from his buddies, or gets it from some flirtatious Delilah down the hallway, he totally is charged up about that. He's feeling like a dumb teenager again. It's sick. But listen, it's evil at work. It's evil at the home. It's evil in our hearts. That's why, number one, we need to be born again. God begins to do a new work in our lives. God does that. It's a supernatural, spiritual work. But listen, keep this in mind. God values you and I. You say, well, Jack, I'm that guy or I'm that woman. Listen, God values you so much, but I've messed up my life. He values you. He wants you. He restores things broken. He loves it. It's what he does. The value of who you are. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. He, in the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. Mankind was created in the image of God. That is not angels, by the way. He didn't create angels in his image. Isn't that wild? Whatever an angel is, an angel's not like us. You say, well, I want to be an angel. No, you don't. Listen, when it's all over, the Bible says you and I will be judging angels in heaven. Something's going to happen to us, and it's going to be good. But God created man, you, in his image. But nobody loves me, Pastor, and I'm thinking about taking my life. Don't you dare. You don't have the authority to do that. He made you. Stop it. Stop thinking like that. You are absolutely priceless to God. And you need to be focusing on that. Stop listening to Delilahs or Samsons or whoever might be in your life. People tearing you down, and listen, you're valuable to God. You got to remember that. John 17:23, listen how valuable you are to God. I and them, he's praying, Jesus is to the Father, and you and me, that they may be made perfect as one, and that the world will know that you've sent me. I have loved them as you have loved me. What an awesome thing. The love of God. God loves you. Jesus loves you as much as they love one another. That, to me, I just have to take that by faith because I can't even wrap my brain around that. The absolute uniqueness of God. Number one, jot this down if you would. And this is, we are going to only have, we can't go the rest of the way. We'll stick on this one, and it's important, though. Listen, God announces in the Bible that you are worth having to him. He wants you. He wants you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own? Now, I don't know how that sits with you, but I love that. To think that God wants to come up to you and put his arm around you and just pull you in tight? That's awesome. Think about it. And for us guys, that's kind of hard for us. Just as men, it's hard for us. But can you remember back, guys, when you were younger? When you felt the arm of maybe a grandpa or somebody just say, come here, and you felt so safe? God wants you near him. He loves that. He says to us, hey, you're not your own. I own you. Isn't that awesome? Do you like that? Or do you say, well, I don't like that kind of control. Oh, brother, God, control me. How Pepe Le Pew grabs that little cat. It's the best. Also, according to God, you're worth keeping. This is something that I always kind of am amazed with. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 27 to 29, he says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. By the way, do you want him? Just, you don't have to answer out loud, but do you want Jesus in your life? The only reason why you want him in your life is because he's giving you the ability to hear his voice. That right there is enough to cause you to skip all the way home. Hey, how about this? Are you willing tonight to take your Bible and put it in a trash can and burn it? Or are you saying, hey, there's no way I can do that? Are you willing tonight to denounce Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and say that you're done being a Christian? No. Why? The reason why you can't do that is because the Holy Spirit won't let you do that, because he lives in you and he says, hey, you're not your own. Don't you love it? I love that. But Pastor, I don't know if I belong to God or not. I don't know if I'm a Christian. Well, then why don't you just get out of here, burn your Bible, denounce Christ, and go. I can't do that. I can't do it. Why not? Because I want to be near him. Then listen, you're a Christian. How do you know? Because you want him. Do you understand that? But how do I know he wants me? Because you want him. He put that in you. It's absolute. Why do we make things so difficult? You're worth keeping. He says, listen, you're in my hands. In John chapter 10, you're in my Father's hands. Nobody can take you out of my hands. That's what he says. Also, according to God, you're worth knowing. That's amazing. I mean, I don't mean that rudely. I mean, that's why would he want to know us? He's God. He's God. Why would he want to know us? I told you this recently, but I got to say it again because it applies. He loves us, yes, and I said this last week. He loves us, but he also likes us. To love someone, you're stuck with them. I got to love them. This is my sister. It's my brother. I got to love them. I understand that. But to like someone means, can we hang out? Can we be together? What are you doing tomorrow? God says, will not God say to you tomorrow, don't tell me you don't hear him, because I hear him every morning, and then we get in an argument about this. He says, Jack, it's time to get up. But Lord, right? Come on. Meet me out there. Come on, let's go. Come on. One minute. God, just 5 minutes, 1 hour. Right? Don't you go through that? Do you know why you go through that? Because you belong to him. He's not saying that to non-believers. They sleep in. They have no problem. He wants to know you. Psalm 139. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down. You know when I rise up. You perceive my thoughts afar off. I love that. You know my thoughts before they enter my head. That's cool. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Verse 4 of Psalm 139. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. O Lord, you hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Verse 14, same chapter. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was hidden, was not hidden. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. You know what that means? When a when a woman is being impregnated, when the sperm hits the egg, God is there. All right, turn on the lamps, get the... He's working, putting a baby. DNA, come together. Wham, boom, boom. God's doing it. It's a miracle. He's there. He's there. I'm kind of sick this morning. I don't know what's going on. A miracle has gone on. God, the Bible says he was there at the moment. David said, you were there when I was conceived. That's why Christians fight for the sanctity of life, because it's God's laboratory. It's his room. Your womb, but his room. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Church, that's Psalm 139. You ought to eat that up and rejoice, because that's amazing. You're worth loving, according to God. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love wherewith he has loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by his grace. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You are loved. Now listen, we got to end right here. We'll pick this up next time together, but I got to tell you, man, why should you be giving yourself to God? Because you're going to be giving yourself to somebody. And they ain't gonna treat you like that. And they don't know you like this. And they don't have a plan for your life like he does. Don't fall for the trickery of the Delilahs of this world and the Mr. Delilahs of this world.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Staying Fit for the Master's Use. It's actually a mini-series taken from chapters 13 through 16 of the Old Testament book of Judges, and we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we wish to bring to your attention two things. First, this series, Staying Fit for the Master's Use, is now available on DVD. Staying Fit for the Master's Use on DVD is yours for a gift of any size to the work of Real Radio. To learn more, you can pay us a visit at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Second, we'd like to hear from you. You know, it doesn't take much just to send us an email letting us know how Real Radio is contributing to your growth as a believer. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and click where it says Send Us a Message. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like to send in that contribution and receive Pastor Jack's Staying Fit for the Master's Use on DVD, here's our address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.